Welcome to the Full Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:03 in that specific summer time, and today is July 6th, and the pound took another leg down in here today, and is closing out the day around the 129.30 level. So it's down not quite 1 cent, but not far off it either. And you know, that's pretty clear evidence that the UK needs a weaker currency more than just about anybody else right now, and not least because of the uncertainty that we've had from the result of the Brexit referendum. But that is really a short-term consideration. In the medium term, it really is dependent on what kind of monetary and fiscal policy they employ, and it really is down to financial sector regulation, what they can negotiate. But certainly having a corporate tax rate that is very competitive, and particularly among the G7, it would be one of the lowest corporate tax rates there is, if indeed Osborne follows through and announces a sub 15% corporate tax rate. And of course, when he announced that, there must have been some brown trousers in Dublin, where Ireland has benefited enormously from its 12% corporate tax rate, particularly relative to very high tax rates elsewhere. So then, you know, it is all to play for the UK, but in the short term, they most definitely do need a weaker currency, and they're certainly engineering that, and the market is certainly helping them along. But of course, then the impact is not evenly distributed, because for companies that are UK focused in their businesses, and there are really not many of those in the FTSE 100, but this has been a rather difficult environment. But for companies that happen to be listed in the UK, but do their business internationally, then this has been really quite a boon. And that's particularly the case for autonomy type companies, but it's also the case for gold miners. There are a substantial number of gold miners listed in the UK, and I've posted charts of a number of the larger ones in Comment of the Day today, and they are now enjoying a situation relatively similar to what South African gold miners enjoyed earlier on this year, where the rand had been falling for quite some time already, and then energy prices started help to improve the profitability of the mining sector, and then gold prices started to recover, and South African gold mines took off. And now we're seeing the same thing with UK listed gold miners, where companies like Fresnillo and Randgold Resources have just been surging higher, and that is all. And today was another firm day for precious metals, where silver is back above the $20 area. It was up 23 cents in here today. Gold up about 7.5. And both platinum and palladium were also in positive territory. Now, platinum is closing in on the 1100 area, which is the region of a previous high, but that's really only very short term. When we look at it over the medium term, then it continues to have first step above the type 2 base formation characteristics. So we might get a little bit of consolidation in the region of a previous peak, but the medium-term outlook continues to look really quite positive. And why wouldn't it, when you have government bond yields that are at such remarkably low levels? And today was also notable for the first signs that this really quite impressive run-up in bond prices is beginning to lose some of its impetus. So, for example, gilts today were actually up a little bit into the close, and there is really quite a large overbought condition on the price, oversold condition on the, or overextended is perhaps the more accurate way of describing bond yields, and so it's overextended on the downside. There is potential here for at least some steadying, but how much steadier are they likely to get? Well, then it's rather when we look at what is likely to be the response of central banks to everything that is going on, it is likely that they're not going to be raising interest rates anytime soon, and that they're going to be that we're going to see fresh rounds of quantitative easing in a number of countries. And certainly Europe and the UK are likely to be among those. And Japan is still in, dealing with a yen that is too strong by half for its export sector. And the yen strengthened today to almost exactly 100 yen to the dollar, but actually closed out the day around 101 and a bit. So we are seeing a little bit of resistance coming in there. So a little bit of resistance in the yen, a little bit of resistance in the some of the government bond markets. And then when we look at some of the sectors that have done particularly well as a result and really rallying in sympathy with bond prices because of this desire to have yield or to capture yield, particularly when the risk-free rate is declining towards towards zero and in many cases below zero, then utilities have done particularly well. Telecom services have done very well. The dividend aristocrats have done very well. Healthcare is starting to turn back to a position of outperformance. And interesting today that the rebound on the NASDAQ, which was up about 0.75% and perhaps the best performing stock market in the world today, it was being led higher by the biotech sector. Of course, biotech doesn't have a yield at all. And that perhaps helps to highlight the fact that this is still a growth sector and that it has pulled back really quite considerably already. And then this could potentially be support building in here. So I think biotech is perhaps a sector that is really worth watching in here, not least because it is at comparatively low levels, particularly relative to where it has traded over the last couple of years. In just broadly in stock markets today, the CSI 300 in China was in marginally positive territory, and there is a distinct absence of volatility in that market, which we can perhaps describe most accurately as being largely engineered by the administration. The Hang Seng, on the other hand, was down about 1.25%, but there's still a progression of higher reaction lows there for both the Hang Seng and the H shares. The Nikkei, responding to the strength of the yen, was down almost 2%. And Australia, where we have where they're still counting, as far as I know, the results of the election, it looks like the Liberal government or the Liberal coalition is likely to be returned to power. And that should perhaps lead to some steadying in the stock market, removing some uncertainty there. With the firmer tone on Wall Street, then we can probably anticipate that tomorrow we'll have a better environment, and not least because most of Europe was down in excess of 1% today, and some of the weaker markets were down in excess of 2%. Then they have unwound the very short-term overbought conditions, and perhaps now we're going to see a little bit of steadying in here, and that could particularly be the case if, in fact, bond prices do begin to pull back here just to unwind their respective overbought conditions. And if that is indeed going to happen, then it is perhaps worth just keeping a very close eye on some of these precious metals, which have rallied so spectacularly. And despite the fact that there is a very compelling medium-term bullish scenario, then it's worth considering that these are very large overbought conditions in the short term. So just even in the most bullish scenario, that there's potential for some consolidation. And lastly, oil prices were a little bit firmer in here today, so then it continues to hold this progression of higher reaction lows. And I think with that, I will leave you for today, and I wish all the best to all of you.